your morning team show on WSGW. It's 8:25.
You're too low to see me smiling when I'm flying in the air. But you're too high to frighten me. Pretend you didn't see me. Pretend you didn't see me.
Here in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie in the home studio with Art Lewis. Any guesses on who we're listening to, guys?
Nope.
Ringo.
That's very good, Dave.
Oh, that average drummer you're talking
very
about.
Very good, Dave, yes.
No.
This is Elton John.
Oh, really?
It sounds like his piano work.
It is the first song he ever wrote with Bernie Taupin, his longtime collaborator. He released it yesterday on his 74th birthday. In fact,
when was it recorded?
It had to be back in the 60s, I'm guessing.
Probably.
So it's an original recording back in his early days.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's why it doesn't sound like him today, yeah.
It says the song, this song is called Scarecrow. It has a very special place in his heart, he says, because it's a song that started it all. He's released other songs, a Holiday Inn, Keep It a Mystery, Smokestack Children, Two of a Kind, and Conquer the Sun, songs that are rare that he's never released before. They're now released to streaming and digital outlets, and they've been added to the digital version of a collection called Elton Jewel Box, which came out in November. But how cool is that?
Yeah, hey, yeah, right.
After all these years, still to have some brand new music, the original
Elton
John.
Yeah.
This this one, if you didn't recognize this, that one, Art, I know that you'll recognize this one. Let me see if I can get this to work correctly, because there's some news about this group.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Everybody headbang now.
Queen. And Bohemian Rhapsody. The first British band to earn a Diamond Song Award from the Recording Industry Association of America, because Bohemian Rhapsody has been certified for 10 million in sales and stream equivalents.
Yeah, I believe it.
How about that?
You know, it's interesting that that group, you know, for many, many years after the death of Freddie Mercury, they went cold. I mean, you know, nobody cared anymore. And then along came Adam Lambert and a rebirth.
Yeah.
Well, the movie.
Well, the movie helped,
but Lambert really helped
the tour.
Yeah.
You could have had the movie, but without Lambert, they wouldn't have had a tour, and now they tour all over the world again.
Well, Queen guitarist Brian May says, of all the wild dreams they had, this is beyond all of them, to know that the song is connected with so many people. So there you go. Bohemian Rhapsody, 10 million Diamond Song Award.
Let us not forget either that maybe another reason why that song really picked up popularity for many, many years, Wayne's World.
Yeah.
That's another reason. It was featured in Wayne's World, and that was another reason.
A part of it.
The scene in the movie certainly gave way for everyone to act out.
And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember, Bohemian Rhapsody reached like top, I think it reached top 10. In 1992, or whenever Wayne's World came out, and they gave all the sales went to AIDS research.
Oh, that's right.
In the name of Freddie Mercury.
That, yeah. you're right.
I remember that.